Good afternoon, I'm Malcolm Jordan and this is your midday news fix for Tuesday the 4th of April. Criticism of Te Whatu Ora by former Chair Rob Campbell, labelling it a half-baked cake. In a speech delivered to the Fabian Society, Campbell says the health reforms were too focused on the broader public service and not on the needs of clinical providers. He believes the government and Te Whatu Ora could still together fix the problems. But Campbell says they need to listen to the main organisations in the health sector, not with consultants or the ministry.
They simply rest with those people, get them together, get them to define the priorities, and then back them to implement them. That's the answer.
Police are hunting for a man who attempted to rob a car full of people at knife point on Auckland's North Shore, injuring one. Detective Senior Sergeant Nick Poland says the attack happened in the volleyball centre's car park in Mairangi Bay about 3:30 last Wednesday afternoon. Danica McLean has more.
One man suffered moderate injuries when the victims tried to drive away. The attack is described as 162 centimetres tall, of heavy build, with a black beard. He was wearing wraparound sunglasses, a black t-shirt and dark shorts. Police are seeking any CCTV or dashcam footage from the area.
The Prime Minister's tempering concerns over China-made surveillance cameras being used by government agencies. A News Talk ZB investigation into Hike Vision and Dahua cameras has found at least four government departments have the equipment which overseas allies are removing from official sites. One Kiwi MP has Dahua cameras at their home, understood not to be a cabinet minister. Chris Hipkins says many are legacy cameras which have been in place for some time and will be due for replacement.
It is a matter for those individual agencies to manage in conjunction with the relevant authorities who will be providing them with advice.
The taxpayers' unions welcoming the government's review into transparency in lobbying. Third-party lobbyists are being offered help to establish a voluntary code of conduct. Changes include updating the cabinet manual, and private sector and union reps are losing swipe card access to parliament. Campaign manager Callum Purvis says there are many issues, but a cooling off period for former ministers moving into lobbying needs to be top of the list.
We think it's unacceptable that at the moment cabinet ministers can go straight from the cabinet table to be able to lobby their former colleagues.
An alarmingly high number of Māori and Pasifika employees have experienced workplace discrimination. New research out of Massey University shows more than 93% of Māori and almost 96% of Pasifika workers surveyed suffered discrimination. Research leader Professor Jared Ha says even 50% would have seemed shocking. A recently serviced Cook Strait ferry is back out of action since developing a fault yesterday. Bluebridge's Strait Feronia has had its morning sailings cancelled today. Passengers with vehicles are getting a full refund with limited space on other sailings in coming weeks. To sport, Kiwi wrestling icon Robert Butch Miller, who was a member of the Bushwhackers, has passed away. He was 78. The Bushwhackers were inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2015. All Blacks prop Ethan de Groot has re-signed with New Zealand Rugby for a further 3 years, and a valuable point for Everton as they try to find a way out of the relegation mire in English football's Premier League. Michael Keane has scored a 90th minute equaliser for a 1-1 draw with Tottenham at Goodison Park. I'm Malcolm Jordan. That's your latest news fix. We'll be back with the next update at 5 p.m. from the News Talk ZB newsroom.